From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, the continuing effects of Hurricane Charley on Florida residents, canine residents. But our lead story today comes from Iraq. There is word that the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has accepted a peace plan drafted by the Iraqi National Conference. A delegate to the conference in Baghdad said today that Sadr will lay down arms and withdraw his militia from the shrine of Imam Ali in the holy city of Najaf. Joining us now from Baghdad is NPR's Ivan Watson. Ivan, this is quite a surprise. How reliable is this word from Baghdad, do you think?
Well, we've confirmed it now with a Baghdad spokesman for Muqtada al-Sadr's organization. He says, yes, that the rebel Shiite cleric has in fact agreed to the points proposed by the Iraqi Interim Conference's peace initiative. And there were three main points to this. It was Muqtada al-Sadr and his militia must leave the holy shrine of Imam Ali, this very holy site for Shiite Muslims, and leave Najaf as well, that he must convert his movement and his Mahdi army, that's what they call his militia, into a peaceful political party, and in exchange, Muqtada al-Sadr and his fighters will receive immunity from future prosecution. All that we've gotten, really, in addition to the fact that this letter was read out, is that the spokesmen are waiting for a response from the Iraqi interim government.
Ivan, I mentioned it was a surprise simply because a delegation went from the Iraqi National Conference to Najaf to see Muqtada al-Sadr, and they were basically rebuffed. They were sent back home. And so what do you figure is going on here?
Well, it's true. I mean, we had an 8-person delegation leave from Baghdad. They made a dangerous trip in. There was still some fighting going on at the outskirts in the center of Najaf, actually. And these delegates actually walked more than a mile, they tell me, into the shrine of Imam Ali. Around that shrine, Muqtada al-Sadr's fighters have fortified themselves in their more than 2-week battle with the U.S. military and Iraqi government forces. And the delegates sat there for 3 hours waiting to meet with Sadr after he had said he would welcome them, welcome their visit, and welcome peace talks with them. Now, his spokesman then explained that they blamed it all on the U.S. military, saying that it was too dangerous for him to come to meet with the delegates, that it was the fault of the American military for continuing to be firing in the area, which wasn't entirely true, according to reports we've gotten on the ground from eyewitnesses. So the delegates came back. They were trying to call this a success, but they did indicate that the ball was in Muqtada al-Sadr's court, that he had to respond in some way. And in the interim, Iraq's Prime Minister, Iyad Alawi, he began to use this as ammunition rhetorically against Sadr. He put out a statement saying that, look, Sadr has refused to meet with this peace delegation that tried to make last-ditch peace talks with Sadr. And his defense minister came out with a very bellicose statement today. He swore that Iraqi troops would storm the holy shrine of Imam Ali in Najaf, and that the Iraqi National Guard was trained for this operation, and that it would probably even be finished in a matter of hours. So Sadr's new statement, his letter, is coming after some real serious threats now coming from the Iraqi interim government.
NPR's Ivan Watson talking with us from Baghdad. Thank you, Ivan.
You're welcome, Noah.